hello, hello. Welcome to America's Heroes Group Roundtable with partner Legacy Elder Law Center. Today is Saturday, July 18th, 2020. The host is Cliff Kelly and the co-host, Colonel Dr. Damon Arnold. Executive producer is Glenda Smith and the digital media producer, Manny Carazzari, and assistant digital media producer, Titus Williams. We are proudly sponsored by America's Heroes Group, by the attorney Steve Seidman of Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman, LLP, 20 South Clark Street, 2 First National Plaza, Suite 700, Chicago, Illinois, 60603. Toll-free number is 888-837-3275, and the office number is 312-781-1977. Also, America's Heroes Group is proudly sponsored by Pearl's Place, Down Home Southern Cooking. 3901 South Michigan, Chicago, Illinois. Phone number is 877-275-5852. We're also sponsored by veterans business owner Here's Gulf Shrimp, 7448 South Vincennes Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60621. Call 773-783-1818. And I know, Cliff, you have eaten there several times.
Yes, I have.
So it's so good to have you. Yes.
How's everybody?
Oh, good, doing great, great. And we're waiting to sit down with you for a nice little dinner, too.
we're going to do that very soon.
Yes.
Dr. Damon, Colonel Dr. Damon Arnold, this does such a great job. We've got a number of things we are discussing, as we always do, and we would like you to join us.
Yes.
And
if you want to call in, WVON call in number is 773-591-1690. And as Cliff was mentioning, we have Rory Clark, attorney with over 30 years of experience in seniors, veterans, and disability law. He's a family caregiver and founder of Legacy Elder Law Center. The topic we're going to be talking about is the Veterans Affairs Aid and Assistance. So attendance. We're also very, very happy to have you on the call, Attorney Clark, because we actually are very happy to have you here. I have my AARP card, my veteran status, so I'm waiting to hear from you.
That's great. That's great. Well, Doc, what do you want to start with?
Oh, we can talk about the, Veteran Affairs Aid and Assistance, and we have Gorham Clark on the phone. If you can just give us a little bit about the Legacy Elder Law Center and what you do there, how you help out veterans.
Great. Yeah. So I have been practicing, it's going on 35 years now. I started doing estate planning back in the 1980s, but I have a father who was a Marine in World War II. And have a personal family journey. He had Alzheimer's, my mother had Parkinson's disease, and quite a few years ago, I focused my practice on seniors specifically and how to help them deal with long-term care issues, maintaining independence and dignity during their retirement years. And the connection that I have with Cliff here is that there is a fantastic program out there. It's a thank you program, kind of like the GI Bill was. A thank you for wartime vets and actually their surviving spouses, even if they didn't serve, when they get older and they need help to be safe at home. So I was looking forward to being able to explain some of the basics about how that program works, because my experience is for every person who knows about it, there's probably 50 who could take advantage of it and have never heard of it.
That's very interesting. That's great. Isn't it, Doc? That's great. Yeah.
Fantastic. Yes.
Yeah. So, Don, you're a retired colonel, is that right?
Oh, yes, yes. Retired colonel from the Army and served for about 26 years, did a couple of tours in Iraq. And proudly served and proudly support our veterans. I think it's so important. And I really want to thank you for your input as far as taking care of our veterans. Many times they're forgotten when we get back. And I just want to honor what you're doing.
Well, I'm not a vet myself, but I share your respect and want to give my thanks to you for your service and for all the others out there who put themselves in harm's way to help protect our country. You know, I had a client several years ago. He was a four. I live. My office is in the Washington, D.C. area, so we've got a lot of military connections here because of the Pentagon and the military bases nearby. I had a four-star flag officer as a client who had never heard of this program called VA Aid in Attendance that allows veterans who serve during wartime, and I'd like to explain what the service eligibility requirements are, and their surviving spouses with at no additional cost, monetary, tax-free cash payment goes. My dad's money came straight into his bank account right after Social Security every month, and we used it to help pay for his care. And as I said earlier, you know, many people, including this general, was totally unaware that that program was available. They call it a pension. And that's one of the things that misleads people because they think they may have had to have a career like you, Colonel, and they're receiving a military pension. It isn't that. It's just that they pay it on a monthly basis. And a typical client of mine who receives a benefit is married and gets about $2,300 a month tax-free to help cover the costs of, you know, maintaining life expenses and paying for that care. Okay. At the high end, a veteran married to a vet, the benefit's about $37,000 a year, again, tax-free, or a little over $3,000 a month. A veteran alone is entitled to over $1,900 a month, or about $23,000 a year. And here's one of the things that's fantastic about it. Except for those surviving spouses of veterans who have a service-connected disability at the 100% level, I mean, even a 90% service-connected disability doesn't entitle to a spouse to any disability benefit after that veteran dies. But this program called VA Aid in Attendance has a benefit that's about $1,230 a month for a surviving spouse of a vet, and that spouse doesn't even have to have ever worn a uniform a day in their life, simply being married to a person who was committed to the service during a period of wartime enables them to collect this benefit. It's not, you know, it's not going to buy you a house in downtown New York City, but for many people, this is just what they need to make the budget match, you know, especially if they've got to use an assisted living facility, it can be a very powerful tool.
That's fantastic.
It certainly can be. That's a great thing.
So how do you become eligible for this program? What are the eligibility criteria for it?
So there are three. The first is service eligibility. Then there's a medical eligibility requirement, and there's a financial eligibility requirement. And if you'd like me to, I'll summarize each of those.
Sure, please. Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. So service eligibility is really interesting. If our person needs to, our vet, needs to have served 90 days on active duty, after 1980, it needs to be 2 years. They modified the program then. But we're currently dealing with a lot of Korean War vets and Vietnam War vets, and during both of those war periods, it's just 90 days on active duty, 1 day during a period of wartime, and I'll repeat that, 1 day, and no dishonorable discharge.
Wow.
There is some technical, some of these words are confusing to folks. You know, what's active duty? For this program, active duty doesn't include basic training or reserves. But it does not require that you serve on the front lines. During Vietnam, you could have been in Germany. During Korea, you could have been in Texas. All of that counts. And 1 day during wartime, I joke a lot that there's a list of wars. And as most people know, there was no official declaration of war during Korea or Vietnam, or frankly, during the War on Terror. We have police actions and those and conflicts. So we've got the Mexican incursion from the early 1900s, World War I, World War II, Korea era, Vietnam era, and since 1990, the country has been, for purposes of this program, been at war. The period for Korea is 1951 to 1955, Vietnam's 1964 to 1975. And again, just one day, even if you weren't in a war zone, qualifies you. Now, if you're the spouse of a vet, you just need to have been married to that vet 1 year before that vet died. And I sometimes, you know, joke with a spouse is, you got to go with your last spouse. One time I had a woman ask me, she said, I was married to three veterans. Does that mean I get three benefits? And I said, what happened to those vets? She said, well, I divorced them all. I said, I'm sorry, you're number zero. You go.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. So medical eligibility is very straightforward. This got simpler thanks to some new regulations recently. The first is the person applying for the benefit has to be 65 years of age. And their doctor, not the VA doctor, not the DOD, their own doctor says this person needs help to be safe alone at home. That's it. So technically, you could still have a job and work if you just need some assistance with keeping yourself safe. So someone with a physical disability that's limiting, maybe a cognitive decline, these are classic candidates for the program. And then the most important one I want to make sure I get to is the financial eligibility, because there are some great misconceptions. This is one of the reasons there are so many people who are not familiar with the program, because they may have read something about it and then dismissed it. We have two kinds of people who take advantage of this program. There are those who have planned ahead and they use lawyers like me to arrange their assets to make sure they meet the qualification requirements. And there are those who just happen to meet them because this is where they find themselves. And basically, there's two prongs. The first is this isn't for people who are 65 and they're still running, you know, mini marathons. This is for people who are actually incurring expenses that's threatening their, you know, meeting their monthly payments. So if you're spending more than you're bringing in an income, this is when that benefit becomes available. So let me give an example. If a vet and his wife make $4,000 a month and they spend $5,000 a month on care because the vet needs help, that's when that benefit will kick in. But if I've got somebody who's making $5,000 a month and they're not spending anything on care, well, they may be available. It may be available in the future, but you know, not today. And the other is there's a what the VA calls a needy requirement. That's in quotes. Needy really means you've either arranged your affairs in advance so that you wouldn't lose them to creditors like nursing homes and caregivers, or you really are a person of very limited means. Yeah. And they give us a definition for that. It's $129,000 of unsheltered assets, but not including any cars or your home. So especially in metropolitan areas, we have around the Washington, D.C. area, it's not unusual for a middle-class person to have a $300,000 or $400,000 home. But other assets may be less than $129,000, and they're immediately eligible for this program if they meet the medical eligibility and the service eligibility requirements. We have some folks who come to us who have more than that $129,000 limit, and the rules simply require us to create a trust arrangement so that those assets can be protected for their family and not exhausted by long-term care costs. They can still have $125,000 in their checking account, and then they qualify for this, and then Uncle Sam sends them this monthly stipend every month to help meet their care expenses. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. You know, I think this is fantastic. It sounds like you are a very good person to know.
It certainly does. It certainly does, Doc. Yeah.
When you need it. I am. You know, when you don't have that need. People are busy with their lives, and who wants to talk to a lawyer, right? But when you have that fall or that accident or that stroke or whatever, all of a sudden people seem to be a little bit more willing to talk to a lawyer.
Yeah.
Because one of the things, I guess that means that, you know, you're not under pressure to lock your assets into annuities and all that. Because I think before you used to have to do something like that, right?
I'm sorry, I need you to repeat that again.
Yes.
I didn't.
It didn't come in too clear.
Oh, okay. Yeah, before you'd had to be pressured into locking your assets into annuities, you know, but that's no longer a requirement, I guess.
That's correct. In fact, under the old law, the use of annuities did make it easier for people who didn't think about this in advance, at all.
Right.
And
right.
There were some folks out there, financial, I hate to use the word advisors, but maybe exploiters out there who were pushing people into these things because they were just a sort of an easy no-brainer way to help make a person qualify. Mm-hmm. Under the new rules, those have been done away with. I can take stocks, bonds, rolled up pennies, doesn't matter what, mm-hmm. a vacation home, recreational vehicle, put it in a trust. My client names a family member to be the person who manages that. Most people are still dealing with the same bank or the same financial advisor they always dealt with. And those funds are still available for them to use to go on vacation or pay for grandchildren's education, whatever it is they want to do to help maintain their independence and support their families. So it's really not about locking things up. It's about making sure that they're not there so that a creditor, like a credit card company or a nursing home, can come and wipe out the family.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have to have you back. We're running short on time now. But you're located in Leesburg, Virginia, right? Maybe you can give us where should people look for more information, a telephone number they can call, then we can have them get in contact with you.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. So, let me tell you that. And this is an interesting thing. So I'm admitted to practice law in Virginia, Maryland, and D.C. But the Veterans Affairs Department has a special credentialing process that those of us who wish to do these kinds of things have to go through. So it's kind of like a federal bar examination, and we're allowed to help people in California, Chicago, American Samoa, Puerto Rico. Oh. If you served and you were a vet, we're entitled to help with this program and help them process and prosecute that application. Funny thing is, it actually is prosecuted locally to me. You may not be near me, but the VA, of course, is mainly here in Washington. So we have a website, legacyelderlaw.com. Our phone number is 703-988-7975. And I talked with the other lawyers in the office today, told them I was coming back on Cliff's program. We would be pleased to put together a special way we can create one of those trusts that's necessary for people. We would do it here. We'd make it a Virginia trust, but they don't have to live here. It would be designed to meet these VA benefits and give them a special discount so that they can get that arrangement done and take advantage of the benefits they're entitled to. We want to do that for folks. We never charge anybody for filing an application. If they do need to do some trust planning, we're happy to do that on a discounted basis as well as our way of thanking them for their service.
Okay, great. Thank you very much for being on the call, this attorney. We are going to be reaching out to you. Hope to have you back on really soon because you are really wonderful what you're doing. And we're going to go to a commercial break now, and we will be back shortly. Stay tuned and be with us.
Talk radio that makes you think. You're listening to The Talk of Chicago and the voice of the nation. 1690 WVON.
Hey, Cliff, where can a veteran business owner go on the south side of Chicago for breakfast, lunch, and dinner meetings?
I'm a veteran, and that's an easy answer. Pearl's Place on 39th and Michigan. Pearl's Place has free parking available across the street. Reasonably priced, quality food that tastes delicious. Veteran owners, there's no place like Pearl's Place.
Governor of Talk Radio, your executive producer wants to know, where can I go for delicious shrimp? Any suggestions?
Absolutely. The one and only veteran business owner, Harris Gulf Shrimp, at 7448 Vincennes. I personally eat there. The price and shrimp are nothing other than fantastic.
Thank you, the one and only Governor of Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Cliff Kelly, the host of America's Heroes Group. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident or the result of malpractice, you have only one chance to get the compensation you deserve. You need a law firm you can trust with experience and resources who will fight on your behalf. With a proven track record of excellence both in and out of the courtroom, call Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman at 312-781-1977 for a free consultation, or visit SeidmanLaw.net. That's Seidman, S-E-I-D-M-A-N, Law.net.
Hi, I'm Sister Soldier, proud partner of She Voices on America's Heroes Group. She serves, she matters, where your change becomes empowered. Also, watch me on the web at SheThatInspires.com or YouTube. Remember, I'm every woman because I am just like you.
Don't you know, we're talking about a revolution, sounds.
Service Women Who Serve is proud to partner with Cliff Kelly and the American Heroes Group as an influencer of social change through advocacy, activism, and examination of legacy for military and veterans. We stand as paradigm-shifting thought leaders, believing social justice is grounded in hope.
Hi, this is Cliff Kelly, WVON host and honored veteran, inviting you to listen every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m. as I host America's Heroes Group, where we speak truth to power regarding the treatment of veterans, retired, and active, discussing concerns for affordable housing, social services, Medicare, and all services geared to veterans. America's Heroes Group, where we speak truth to power.
The Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.